John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Advent is one of my two favorite seasons of the year. Everything just simplifies a little. Our decorations in the church are a little less. The music at the Mass becomes a little more simple as we sing a cappella the different parts. But for me, the absolute best part of Advent is the hymns. O come, divine Messiah. O come, Emmanuel. But my favorite by far is Waiting in Silence. The melody is absolutely beautiful. But the words we sing. Waiting in silence, waiting in hope. We are your people, we trust in your love. O Son of Justice, true Prince of Peace. Come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. It's the perfect song for this season of waiting, this season of anticipation, this season of hope and joy and faith. And for me, it all comes down to that last word of the phrase that gets sung over and over again, Maranatha. It's a Greek word, and it has two meanings that both reflect this season wonderfully. One meaning, it's a profession of faith. It's to say, Maranatha, our Lord has come. And it fits this season because we're preparing to remember the birth of Christ at Christmas, the time when God became man, became a little child, became one of us, then grew and performed miracles, and then died for us on a cross. And rose from the dead. And so we remember this with this one word, Maranatha, but we remember something else. Because the other meaning of this word is an imperative, a command. It means, come, Lord. I'm waiting, come. And it reminds us that the season of Advent is not just preparing to remember the birth of Christ, but remembering our belief that Christ will in fact come again. remembering that when he comes, he will bring with him a time of peace. Peace like the prophet Isaiah described in our first reading today, where the wolf comes over to the lamb's house for supper and lamb isn't on the menu, where the lion becomes a vegetarian, where toddlers become snake handlers, where wars cease and famine and disease and hunger disappear. This is what we believe, and this is why during this season of Advent, we cry out, Maranatha, come, Lord, come. But the question is, are we truly ready for him to come? The Israelites knew what it was to wait. It's been about 900 years or so since the kingdom of Israel was united under one king, Solomon. But they knew through the prophets that one would come who would unite them again. There would be a Messiah that came. They promised that from the stump of Jesse, who was the father of King David, would come someone of a royal line. And so they were expecting, they were waiting in hope. And then from nowhere, some scruffy looking Nerf herder from the desert comes out. And they think, could this be him? This man who wears camel's hair, who's been eating locusts and honey, who comes proclaiming repentance, could this be the one that we're waiting for? Is this our Messiah? And so he drew a crowd. People flocked to see him. But he said, no, I'm not him. But he is coming after me. He will be here soon. And so some people, desiring the relationship with the Messiah that he promised, began to cry out, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come, we're waiting. Others, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they came out of curiosity. They wanted to know if the Messiah that they believed in would be like they thought he was, would come when they thought he would. And so John calls them out on it. You brood of vipers. The Messiah is coming, but not for your glory. No, for his. The question is, as we prepare, which one are we? Are we those who seek authentic relationship with Christ, making room for him in our hearts during the season? Or are we like the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Okay with Christ coming, but not yet. Maybe when I'm ready, as I want to see it. I think we know who we want to be. So how do we prepare? I don't think it's a great mystery, honestly. I think we know how to prepare for things, right? Christmas is just around the corner. And so we've gone and we've gotten our tree and we've decorated it. We've hung up the stockings. We've sent out our Christmas cards and done some of our shopping. We've written our letters to Santa to let him know what we would like. We found our best gingerbread recipe. We know what Christmas entails and what it is to prepare for that. And so if we were to be judged by the fruits of our Christmas labors, we would be found joyful and festive. So what are the fruits of our preparations for Jesus' coming? Have we sought to honestly care for and defend for all of his children? From the child in the womb to the immigrant at the border, to the person sitting on death row? Have we found ourselves able to visit those who are ill or alone during this holiday season? Taken time out of our busy schedules to visit family and loved ones in hospitals or nursing homes or even complete strangers? Have we forgiven those who have offended us? Whether those offenses be big or small? Have we forgiven ourselves for not being perfect? For not always being the people who want God to come now as he needs to? Have we gone to confession? The good news is, whether you have been preparing wonderfully for Christ's coming or not so wonderfully, today is a perfect day to do it a little bit better. And he's given us all we need to do that. He has given us himself. Because he's already come. But also because he will come again. And not again just at the end of time, but every day if we invite him to. If we ask him to come into our hearts and to establish his kingdom in us, to help us love more every day, to find more joy every day. My sisters and brothers, this is a season of preparation, but it does not end at Christmas. So let's ask our Savior to come and renew our hope, our joy, and our love, not just during this season, but every day. Waiting in silence, waiting in hope. We are your people, Lord, we seek your truth. Wisdom incarnate, teach us your way. Show us the path of life, Maranatha.